Explorer Hero Matthew Henson by Claudia Herrera Hudson. Matthew Henson was an accomplished African-American explorer who, along with Robert Peary, was one of the first men to reach the North Pole. Though it's inarguable that both men were valiant and gifted explorers, there's currently much controversy surrounding the discovery of the North Pole and who, in fact, reached first. Sadly, this controversy is said to be due in part to racism at the time in America and the fact that, despite providing skills invaluable to the 1909 expedition, Henson was technically considered an employee of Peary's, someone who helped Peary reach his Arctic destination. While his achievements were celebrated in the black community, Henson received no national public recognition for his contributions to the expeditions for several decades. This, despite Peary having said of Henson during their last and final victorious North Pole expedition, quote, "Henson must go with me. I cannot make it without him." Even more constantly in speech than in writing did Peary keep referring to Henson as the best traveler whom he'd known, the most nearly indispensable man. Peary's verdict is no doubt the most important single testimony to Henson's ability and to his importance in those epic-making discovery voyages, which resulted finally in the supreme achievement of reaching an axis of the earth. Wilhelmer Stephenson, Explorer. In fact, though Peary received the prestigious National Geographic Hubbard Medal from President Theodore Roosevelt following their 1906 expedition, it was not until 2000, over a decade after Henson's death, that he too was awarded the recognition at the newly named Matthew A. Henson Earth Conservation Center in Washington, D.C. National Geographic, which awards this highest honor, celebrating, quote, "distinction in exploration, discovery, and research," end quote, publicly admitted that the award was long overdue. Early life. A year after the Civil War ended, Matthew Henson was born on August 8, 1866, to freeborn African-American sharecroppers in Charles County, Maryland. The great-grand-nephew of Hosiah Henson, a famous fugitive slave. Henson became an orphan at the age of 11 and by 13 was working first on a ship as a cabin boy where the skipper taught him to read and write. While sailing around the globe, he also learned about geography, math, history, and of course gained seafaring skills. When he was 21, Henson met the explorer and brilliant engineer Robert Peary, a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy who was preparing for a surveying expedition to Nicaragua to search for a potential location to build a canal across Central America. Peary hired him to be his valet, many say servant, on the trip, thanks to having worked on a ship during his youth and his skills in mechanics, navigation, and carpentry, coupled with his natural exploration abilities, Henson provided invaluable to Peary on the journey. An African-American Arctic explorer. Likewise, 3 years later, in 1890, Henson accompanied Peary in their first Arctic expedition across Greenland. The two spent 7 years in the Arctic together and covered 9,000 miles on dog sleds, primarily across northernmost Greenland and Canada. Drifting ice packs kept them from reaching the North Pole during several attempts, but in 1906 they tried again, as with all their Arctic expeditions, set off from Greenland. This time, they were thwarted by cracking ice sheets and blizzards, but were able to beat the record for the furthest most point north previously reached, which they themselves had set years earlier. By now, the time spent in the Arctic and Henson's natural capacity to learn had garnered him many vital skills for their exploration in these extreme climatic conditions. Having learned their language, the native Inuit, also known as Eskimos, taught him how to survive in the grueling environment, and he then personally trained all the members of the North Pole expedition, including Peary himself. The Inuit took a great liking to Henson and admired his skills in hunting and sled driving, so much so that Peary even stated, quote, "he was more of an Eskimo than some of them," end quote. The team, quote, "these were the best men picked from all the others to go with Matthew and Peary to the pole. Utah, his brother Ejinwa, and Ukoya and Siglo were the most skilled dog sled handlers." In 1909, the crew left from Greenland, determined to reach the North Pole. At the time, the North Pole was considered entirely mysterious, since no plane had yet flown over it, nor had any ship ever reached it, or any explorer ever set foot on it. So elusive was it that in the late 1800s, a race between countries and explorers had begun, to see who would be the first to reach this alien region, and some 756 men had died trying to achieve the feat. Aboard the SS Roosevelt were Peary and Henson, several Inuit men and women, and over 200 dogs, coal, hunting supplies, and a massive amount of whale meat and walrus blubber for food. They anchored their ship at Ellesmere Island, Canada, and used a brilliant but expensive system requiring great teamwork, wherein 24 men with 19 sleds and over 130 dogs broke way towards the North Pole across the frozen ocean, stopping at determined points and leaving supplies, the next team going farther each time. This allowed the final and most courageous team of Peary and Henson to travel lightly, and likewise the dogs to travel as quickly as they did, an average of 30 to 60 miles a day, since they were not carrying as heavy a load. Finally, the two explorers, along with a group of Inuit men and their sled dogs, raced forward towards their polar destination. 30 dogs went all the way to the pole. On April 6, 1909, Peary, Henson, and four Eskimos reached Camp Yesup, 89 degrees 47, the first people to ever reach the North Pole. Most current scholars believe that Henson technically arrived first, in that leading the dog sleds by foot and having the precarious task of breaking the trail across the ice pack. He was ahead of the expedition. It's widely now believed that because Peary had become paralyzed from frostbitten feet and had lost several toes and likewise was being pulled in the sled, Henson was to have stopped just before reaching the pole to allow Peary to reach first. As fate would have it, though, thanks perhaps to a miscalculation by the whole group, Henson and two Eskimos arrived first, then waited for Peary, during which Henson realized they had already reached their ultimate destination. Peary was evidently angered, and following the expedition, Henson and Peary dissolved their camaraderie. In 1912, Henson wrote a book about his Arctic exploration, A Negro Explorer at the North Pole, and in 1947, Bradley Robinson, his biography, Dark Companion. The books are said to have further angered Peary, his legacy. Henson began to finally gain recognition for his accomplishments several decades after their famous expedition. He was elected a member of the exclusive International Explorers Club in 1937, was awarded a Congressional Medal in 1944 for his work in the Peary Expedition, and in 1945 received a medal from the U.S. Navy, as well as an invitation to the White House by President Eisenhower in 1954. He also received honorary degrees from Howard University and Morgan College. It's said, though, that his most prized award was a gold medal from the Chicago Geographic Society. During their expeditions, Henson fathered his only child, Anakwak, with a woman named Ataniwa. Peary, too, fathered an Inuit son, Kali. Harvard professor and Henson biographer Dr. S. Allen Counter met the men's sons on a Greenland expedition decades later and brought them to public attention. Though Henson never saw his son again after 1909, in 1987, Anakwak visited the U.S. with Kali to visit their father's graves. Peary died in 1920, and Henson died on March 9, 1955, and to meet their extended families. The documentary North Pole Legacy, Black, White, and Eskimo, speaks further in depth of their experience. Anakwak's five sons and numerous grandchildren still live in Greenland. It was also Dr. S. Allen Counter that petitioned the National Geographic Society for years to present the Hubbard Medal to Henson, and later, who successfully fought to have Henson and his wife Lucy re-enter from a cemetery in the Bronx to Arlington National Cemetery alongside Peary, a place where many American heroes and soldiers are buried. In 1996, an oceanographic explorer survey ship commissioned by the U.S. Navy was named the USNS Henson in Henson's honor. Most recently, a television movie titled Glory and Honor and documenting Henson's adventures was released in 1997. This co-discoverer of the North Pole triumphed over great adversity throughout his life to eventually become one of the world's most intrepid explorers, from being orphaned as a child to braving the extraordinarily harsh elements of the Arctic environment, to ultimately conquering over the racism which for so long attempted to keep his accomplishments under wraps.